Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
KFC Radio episode 182 coming to you from my Hamptons bedroom. Ooh, yeah, this is where the magic is made. I got my man Clem and Feidelberg in the mix. Clem, clear your schedule. September 4th, the Bad Boy Reunion Tour is coming to Madison Square Garden. I'm going to hop on SeatGeek. I'm going to get you a ticket. I'm going to get Tico Texas a ticket. I'm going to get myself a ticket. And we're going to roll to that concert, the three best friends that anyone could have. The Bad Boy Tour was in Barclays, and I was, like, this close to buying some, like, $600 tickets. I didn't pull the trigger, though. This time around, I'm hopping on SeatGeek. I'm checking that out early. I'm going to get a good price because you know on SeatGeek, you're always going to get some good value, whether it's a good steal in the top corner or you're paying top dollar, but you know you're getting a good price for front row seats. SeatGeek will guarantee that you get a very valuable ticket. You go to the free SeatGeek app, download it, go to settings, add a promo code, type in my code, which is KFC, and you'll get a $20 rebate after your first purchase. So, Clem, I'll buy the tickets, and I'll give you the $20 rebate. How about that?
That's just paying it forward. I appreciate
exactly.
It. I want to say, I actually was going to go to that Bad Boy. I was this close to going too, but I think it was on my birthday, May 21st, same day as Ziggy, no big deal. And it was like, when you're a dad, you just want to like do nothing on your birthday or whenever you're like, it's your day, which is like 2 days a year. So this is perfect, actually. It's like perfect weather out too, so you can go out afterwards. And I want to say also, I was on SeatGeek before anyone was on SeatGeek.
Oh. That shit,
I'm a SeatGeek hipster
over here. Yep, SeatGeek hipster. Clem is the poster child for SeatGeek. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to get the tickets, and then to make sure that we're looking fresh as fuck, we're going to hit up the 5-4 Club. We're going to get some clothes delivered. We're going to get a new membership to 5-4. Fights, I know you've been checking it out. What's your initial grade of the 5-4 Club?
It's an A. It's an A, Kevin.
It's legit A.
And it's really important, too, because we're coming up on fall. Quicker than we'd like to admit, we're coming up on fall. That's the style season.
It is. That's where the
summer,
style.
Summer, winter, you're all bundled. Fall is where it's at.
Yeah,
that's where the players play. That's the big league of the fall.
In summer, you know, everyone's in board shorts and a tank top. What can you really show? The fall is where your style really shines through. You're layering. You got long pants on. You can mix up your shoes. You're not just rocking flip-flops. There's a lot going on. And 5-4 Club, as you covered on all that front. Basically, what it is a membership to a stylish clothing company where they will send you a couple items of clothing each month. And right now, if you use the promo code, what is it? 1 second. 5-4 Club. Use the promo code KFC. You're going to get 50% off your first 2 months at 5-4 Club. So you're going to get $240 worth of clothing for just $60. The offer expires on August 31st, so you got to go sign up now. You get some jackets. You get some jeans. It's an L.A.-based company, so you know they got style. They have free size exchanges, free delivery, and you can create a profile on 5-4 Club so that they know what kind of clothing you like so that every delivery is on point. So once again, that's 5-4club.com. Spell out the numbers, 54club.com. Use the promo code KFC. All right, let's get into it. I'm on vacation right now. Clem, like you said, really as a dad, you only get like a couple days per year. And now this is my first vacation with the family, with the kid. And I got to be honest, it's not a vacation. It's not a vacation at all. We were all sitting around last night because it's a couple other couples with babies. And we're all sitting around like, oh, I can't wait to get back to daycare. Like, let's just go home and give this kid back. Because when you're watching him 24/7, there is nothing relaxing about it, man. It's a beast. Why didn't you warn me of this, Clem?
Because I spent my first 8 months of Barstool watching my kid by myself and working. And I was like, you know what? He has to learn the hard way like I learned the hard way.
You son of a
bitch. And then I just got back from my first vacation, like, since she's, like, now able to, like, run and stuff. And I honestly was like, I can't wait to get back home and be like locked in my house nonstop and chained to a blog.
Yes, 100%. Get me back on the internet. It's been nice to detach from Portnoy and the rundown and whatnot. But oh my God almighty. Feitelberg, I think I'm living the opposite of you right now, where it's just like, Feitz is like, well, oh, I don't know, I'm going to go drink a bunch of Natty Lights and jump off of a cliff. I'm going to go hop in a helicopter. I'm going to go swim in a, I'm going to dive off a yacht. Meanwhile,
well, let me first say that Louis C.K. has a joke perfectly describing what you guys are saying. He says when he goes on vacation with his kids, his vacation is when he puts the kids in the car and closes the door and walks around to his front door, to his driver door. That's his vacation. When they're locked in the car and he gets that 15-second walk around the car, that's his entire vacation right there.
It's so true, man. It's like,
but yeah, I don't do that shit either. So.
It is when you have to deal with your. I've come to the conclusion, Clem, that daycare is actually a bargain. I usually sit around complaining how expensive it is. I'm like, holy shit, these women are underpaid. I dealing with their 24/7 is damn near impossible.
Dude, that's what I always think. This is slightly different, but that's what I always think with like laundry, where you wash, where they come and pick it up and they wash it, fold it, and bring it back. Like, I'll get a bill of like $40 for my fucking laundry. And then I'll spend 3 hours doing it. I'm like, hey, take $100.
You would pay $100. I was going to say, you'd pay triple that as long as it gets done. Yeah, it's a little different, John. It's a little bit different than your laundry.
Well, I don't know. I like my clothes about as much as you like your kid.
That is true. This is Lady Feitelberg we're talking about here.
Spot on.
We're about to do daycare for the first time. Like, my wife watched her for the summer because she's off. And, like, they're gone today. They're at the zoo. And it's been the greatest day I've ever had, right? I am so happy right now. I don't know if you can tell I'm beaming, but I'm beaming. I know I'm. I can feel it inside. But once daycare comes, like, we were trying to, like, do, like, oh, if we had, like, a nanny. We're just not ready to send her to daycare yet.
Yep.
And, like, then I, like, broke down how much daycare actually costs. I'm like, this is the greatest bargain in the world. It's like, $5 an hour. And it's an expensive daycare.
I know. When you break it down hourly, they really are getting robbed. I'm going on a bachelor party in a couple weeks. And I found out that while I'm away, my wife is going to go away with the kid. And now I'm thinking about just, like, not going on the bachelor party and just staying. Just, like, I'm going to drive to the airport and then just drive back. And when she's gone, I'm just going to hang out at home.
I think you're never going to come back.
Yeah, that's always a possibility, too. Before we get into voicemails, we got a couple reader-listener tweets. So
I would like to give one preface, one warning here.
Yeah.
I'm not myself today. I'm tweaking a little bit. I moved to New York yesterday and then came right back. So I left yesterday at 7 a.m. and I got back at 3:45. So I took an Adderall today. I don't take Adderall a lot. So I'm a little like jumpy right now.
So you moved to New York and you hated it so much you came back instantly?
Instantly. Yeah. I didn't even like set my house up. I just dropped it all off in it, locked the door, and got back in the car and fucking came home.
You guys are going to love New York, man.
Everyone's going to turn into the angry KFC. I said we're just going to have a bunch of angry bloggers now.
You're all going to understand why. When people are like, KFC, why are you like this? Why are you like that? You'll fucking understand soon enough, man. Let's get into these KFC Radio tweets. They're brought to you by Acorns. Acorn is the app that takes the big decision of investing and turns it into a small one. What it does is basically rounds up the spare change from all your everyday purchases and invests it into your future. So – let's be honest, you know, you pay something at CVS and it's $2.75. You don't really give a shit about that extra quarter, right? Well, if you started to compile all that money, you have all those extra dollars adding up here and there, all of a sudden that's enough money to invest and make some cash. So it was founded on the idea that everyone can be an investor no matter how much money you have, because every single purchase you make becomes a small investment in your future. You get me? So it rounds up all your purchases to the nearest dollar. It takes all that extra money, puts it all together, and you can automatically diversify it into thousands of stocks and bonds. So it takes your loose change and it turns it into something valuable. There's over 1 million people who have started using Acorns. You should be one of them. So go to acorns.com/KFC, and you'll receive $5 when you make your first investment. That's acorns.com/KFC. Start making your spare change make some money for you. All right, let's look at some of these tweets. We begin with Feitz. You said you personally liked this one. How far? This comes from Maddie Dassey on Twitter at Dascakes. How far are you willing to travel to have sex? Just a quick hookup, no GF begging you to come visit type of stuff. Just straight up booty call. I feel like we've kind of talked about this before, more in the sense of time, not necessarily distance. I remember, I think Rob Kardashian recently traveled like something crazy, like 12 straight hours to get to Black China. Fights, what is your distance limit on getting laid?
Fucking, it's not far, Kevin. It's like, wow. What's my couch to the bed? Like 20 paces? 20 paces, probably.
No, all right. I know what you're saying, and I appreciate the lazy man aspect, but if you are in the same town and a girl says, like, come on over and smash out, you're going to say
same no? Same town. It depends. It varies so much where I kind of think of it like, I think of it two different ways. First of all, like Kramer. Like when Kramer breaks up with his girlfriend because he can't be in a long distance relationship between uptown and downtown. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm too old for this. I can't be in a long distance relationship. Like, I probably, depending on the time of day, like if it was 2 a.m. and I got a booty text and it was a girl's like, I'm in Southie. I'm like, well, I live in Back Bay, so that's just not going to work. Like, that's, I'm a gentleman. I'll always send you an Uber. But if you want to jump in an Uber and come to me, golden. Like, get it delivered. I always get delivery. I don't like to go out. I get it delivered.
Seamless.
So if you want
seamless for sex, we need to invent seamless for sex, where you get the call, but you send the car to them and they get delivered.
I will absolutely do that. I'll send you an Uber Black. I'll spend money all day. It's no big deal. I'm just not gonna do it. I'm not getting in and going. I think of it like as you get older. The things that were important are just less important. Like a Saturday a.m. fuck just really isn't that important to me anymore. Mm-hmm. Like a 3 a.m. sex when I'm just like kind of laying there watching TV. Like when I was in high school, I used to travel to the ends of the earth to get booze. Like I'd spend 5 hours on a Friday trying like playing Hey Misters, mm-hmm. going to different liquor stores, seeing if my ID would work there. Like if I get out of my car at a liquor store and I walk halfway to the door and realize I forgot my wallet.
It's over.
In the car, I'm just like, fuck it. I'm not drinking today. Like, I'm not going back to my car to get the wallet to come back out. That's nonsense. I won't get yours tonight.
The laziness is reaching unprecedented levels, Feidelberg. It really
is. Well, I'll go to the bar on the way home. But like, I'm not going to – it's just not like – it's a walk. It's the whole thing. It's too much. If you want to come to me, anybody can come to me. I don't think I'm going to go. I'm not going to change neighborhoods. Like – like, you're saying same town. I'm not changing neighborhoods.
Well, okay,
if
how about
I'm
this?
Back Bay, you have to be in Back Bay if I'm walking there or
what's,
if I'm going.
What's even worse is what if she's, like, a few doors down, which means walking? You know, sometimes it's like I'd rather be far enough away from something that it means I have to get in my car as opposed to, like, if it's 10 blocks away, like, well, now I kind of have to walk it. That's worse than, like, a 20-minute drive in my house.
I used to go with a girl like that like 3 years ago who was, I want to say it was like 0.6 miles from my house. And I'm like, well, I can't get a cab. That's
ridiculous. You can't, but you don't want to walk that.
Like, and it was not even just for sex, just like for going over to watch a movie. Like, you want to come over? I'm like, no. Like, I'll do the thing where we both hit play at the same time and we can text about it. But like going all the way over there is – that's a thing. And I don't remember things anymore.
Now, Clem, as dads and family men, I feel like our laziness gets worse. But does it maybe become more important? Like if your wife was – I mean it's kind of a hard thing to envision because you're living in the same place. But if the opportunity for sex presents itself to us nowadays, you got to take it. You know what I mean? So would you travel far distances or would you just pull a dad and be like, not worth it?
I have a number. It's 1 hour. I'm one of those
one
guys.
1 hour?
Like, it's 1 hour. This, but like, you have to understand, like, it's not like I travel an hour every day. I would do it for like a very special occasion or if I was single and like, I don't want to say Nina Agda, but like a good looking girl, not like a super duper, you know, model or whatever. It's an hour because it needs to be around. If it was an hour five, I'd say no. It has to be I'm the guy who does the TV. It has to be an even number, a product of five, or 21 is my lucky number. I'm weird.
Some
like
OCD
that.
Shit going on, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Some
weird
shit.
Here's a bit of a twist on it. It can't be so far away that I can jerk off on the way. Like, if it's an hour, I'm turning away. I'm turning around in 20 minutes. I'm like, oh, well, that's done. Because the texts are going to keep coming, right? So you're going to be driving and being like, oh, yeah, baby, I'm coming. It has to be, like, within 5 minutes because I can't have time to come before I get there.
Do you beat off when you drive? Can you? I've never done that.
I've done it before. It's not a regular pastime of mine. But I've done it before. And if it's, like, an hour and we're exchanging spicy steam text at 3 a.m. Road's kind of empty. Yeah, probably fine.
Have you jerked off driving the car like at high speeds, like open road? You're cruising and cranking.
Yeah,
I've done stuck in traffic before, but I.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it was. It felt good. It was sneaky. It was sneaky.
That's how you end up like with a Twitter video.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a different time. I would never ever do it again now, but it was a different time. Open road, though, I feel like it's almost like crazy multitasking. You know what I mean?
Well, it was. I honestly think it's probably only been like once. I'm sure I've done it more than once, maybe, but I only have one vivid memory, and it was when I was visiting my buddies at Rollins in Orlando, and I was driving back to FSU Tallahassee, and you get like the hangover hornies, and I was like, I was just so hungover, so horny, just driving. I forget what the highway's even called, but driving on the highway up back to Tallahassee from Orlando, and I drove by a sign for like an adult megastore, and it had like what's her name? She had like one name. She was like the fucking. She had the gap tooth and like the dragon tattoo on her titty.
Belladonna. She'll make you see a whole new side of life. Like, she'll make you see the darkness. You will see the darkness.
And there's a huge billboard with her on it. And I was just like, oh, well, I mean, listen, I'm hungover, I'm horny, I got Belladonna in my face. And what? This is out of my hands. It's into my hands.
God gave you a sign. He gave you a
literally,
sign.
Literally. It literally gave you a sign, and now it is literally into your hands. That's what Belladonna. Belladonna has done some things with a baseball bat that makes me question humanity. That it's just there are things where I'm like, this just should never have been done. I can't believe I'm watching this.
You know what porno is weird? When there are just like five guys sitting around watching. I don't even want to get involved in this.
So 1 hour.
I will say this. 1 hour, I forgot to preface it in a very important fashion. 1 hour, but it has to be it's seasonal based for me. I like driving. It basically it has to be weather where I can put my arm out the window. I like to do the one arm out the window and drive thing.
Do you ever go like this with the wind and it like hits you?
If I'm getting sassy with it, there's a good song on and I'm like feeling it. I mean, if I was driving, maybe when I'm driving back from having sex, I would do that. You know what I mean? But like in the winter, I wouldn't go more than 5 minutes because I hate leaving that when you're hitting the cold weather when it hits your face. It's the worst feeling in the world.
I have a question, Kevin, about you just did the game.
Yeah.
How did we all play these games as a kid, but we never talked about it?
Yeah, weird.
Like,
right?
No one – like, we all did, like, that. We did, like, the – I don't know.
Hot lava?
Flex, and I'd unflex when I got to another post, lamppost. I'd, like, picture people, like, jumping with the car, like, from Tree to Tree. These were games that like, all kids played, but we never talked about it to each other.
I know.
There's some psychological shit there. I don't really understand.
There are certain things that everybody will do in a car that, for some reason, every human brain just goes that direction.
As children, like, we're all sitting in the back seat, all playing, but we're just afraid to admit to each other.
The wind with the hand is great. I don't know. That one just feels good to me. So, Clem, you need it to be like the spring or the fall for 1 hour, and then you'll drive.
Yes, in the winter it's like it has 5 minutes max. It would have to be like walking across the street in the winter in like a cold day. It'd be like walking across the street max.
Maybe, yeah. Also, for the record, Clem, if it's Nina Agdal, like you said, you should probably drive a couple hours. You should probably like crawl on your hands and knees through fire and glass if that's the case. Okay.
I take a flight to Florida. I fly back to Latvia. If I could have sex with Nina Agdal for an entire week, I'd go back to Latvia right now.
That's the only thing that would make you go back, though. Next tweet we got here. If you died and you got a choice between going to heaven or getting to be a ghost on earth, what would you choose? This comes from Mike Honcho 94. He says, heaven sounds boring to me. Now, heaven is obviously built up as paradise. It's really not supposed to be boring, but people like us, assholes like us, we take everything for granted. Everything becomes, like, Like, we could have the best thing in the world, and after a little while we'd get bored of it. We would start talking shit on it. Would you rather be a ghost, haunting, fucking with people, having a good time down on Earth, or just sitting up in heaven where you get everything, every single thing that you want?
Now, I can even give a guest answer for Big Cat here, because I know what his answer is going to be.
Yeah, you know what
his answer would be. His answer would be he wants to be a ghost and wants to fuck with people and all that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not a ghost guy, Fight, so...
I'm not a ghost guy, but also Dan's really good at having fun with himself. Like, he can, like, play little games in his own head, and he's, like, really good at it, and that's enjoyable to him. I'm only having fun when I'm with other people and, like, talking about things. So
really?
Maybe
that surprises me, because people are trash. I hate people. I want...
Yeah, no, oh, no, I prefer to just be alone. Like, I can't have fun. It's only, like the little pranks are only fun for me when I can laugh about them with friends.
Got it. So the ghost, the funness of being a ghost would be sharing it with buddies.
And we're assuming there are no other ghosts here, right? Like, all your friends aren't with
you. You're solo ghost.
Right. And then, so then, in that case, like, if I'm not having fun, what I'm really doing is I'm just listening to people talk.
Which is the worst.
Which is the absolute worst. Yeah. Like, I don't want to, I'm just sitting in a room, like, I think some people would be like, oh, I want to spy on people and whatnot. Like, I have no interest in that.
Don't care about you. All. Yeah.
So heaven, while I don't necessarily believe in it, I'm going to go with it and just hope it's just a bar.
Clem, yeah, basically. It's like Netflix and a bar. Clem, you are currently being haunted by a ghost, correct?
Yep.
Pineapple?
I think I just had a night terror last night. It wasn't a ghost last night, but there was some shit. I actually acted like I swallowed a bug. I was like, oh! And my wife's like, what's wrong? I go, oh, I swallowed a bug. And it was, she's going to listen to this too. Fuck, I forget she listens to these goddamn things now.
Yeah, Clem, you're right up there. Right. I was talking in Nantucket in my sleep, by the way. Dan told me that he was like, you were closing business deals in your sleep. You were like talking about The Office and advertising and all sorts of shit. So I'm right up there with your night terrors. Would you want to be a ghost or would you go to heaven?
I have such an awesome idea of heaven in my brain. It's nothing. It's like all white, obviously, and it's just awesome. So I don't know how I could not choose heaven. The thing is, with being a ghost, which you guys all made great points, I also like to just, like, I like sleep in my ghost bed. You know what I mean? That's all I'd want to do, because that's what I like doing when I'm home. I don't like I'm not going to scare people. This is the thing, though, that sucks about being a ghost. You could haunt someone, but after X amount of years, they're going to die. So you have to haunt someone else. You know, you have to keep finding someone else to haunt. The only way I'd be a ghost, and I like the man, but I'd love to fuck with Chaps, because he's not a ghost guy, and I'd love to fuck with him and make him a ghost guy.
Yeah, I'll show you non-ghost guy. We'll show you what ghosts can really fucking do.
Clem, you know what, Dion? I have a little bit of a tweak, and I might be coming towards ghost. I mean, well, no, stop saying heaven, because heaven in my mind is I get heaven.
Wait, let me ask you, before you go on, let me just ask you, Clem, you mentioned that you think it's all white. When you think of heaven, Fights, what do you picture? This is like a philosophical question, really. I think you can tell a lot about a person. So wait, you said you think of nothingness and clouds?
Yeah, I just picture like Golden Gates and clouds. And
yeah, which
there are no people. Like St. Peter's not there, God's not there. It's just Golden Gates and clouds.
You're just by yourself on top of clouds. I think of the clouds. I think of like you're walking on top of the clouds, but you're just by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little. That's probably why you don't want to go to heaven, dude, because it kind of sounds shitty.
That's heaven. That's my heaven. I'm the fine
with by yourself. Well, it's weird to me. I always think of the clouds too, but then like there's nothing there. If I thought of like heaven, it would be like Clem said, like you're in a bed with a bar. I got donuts. I've got television. But if I'm on top of clouds, then there's none of that. So my
you gave me like a word association. Yeah. If I could build my own heaven, it's different than what I imagined. But what the first thing that comes to mind is no people, clouds, a set of Golden Gates in the middle of nothing.
I guess that's kind of how like it's portrayed in pop culture. So that's not rare. But do you think of the same thing, Clem?
Yeah, you know, This Is the End is kind of what I think of Heaven now, when they go to Heaven and the Backstreet Boys are there. Like, it's a party. The two things that I think of with Heaven as well is, one, when I was a kid, I went to Hershey Park, and someone had told me my hotel had bottomless bowls of Reese's Pieces and candy, and we went there, and it was all bullshit, so there's obviously candy there in my head. Like, that's been there for a while. And my other question, it's more of a question than a thing. In my mind, I can get a blowjob whenever I want, yeah. But do you think there's blowjobs in Heaven?
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of the big question with Heaven is, like, a lot of the stuff that we would want Paradise to be, I would imagine JC and the boys are not really down with it, you know?
Well, a lot of that stuff, a lot of the stuff we can't do that we'd want to do, such as the sex, the masturbation and all that, that's because you're, like, harming your body, and that's a gift from God. I think your soul is yours.
Your soul is, and it's permanent. You can't hurt your soul. Do whatever you want.
I only went to 3 years of Catholic school, so I don't, and I didn't pay attention much. But I think that's like it's defacing God's property, like the body He gave you.
Your body is a temple, man. Absolutely, you can't fuck with that.
But
that's the G part of your life.
I think it would be funny to be a ghost and just like go fuck with Trump in the middle of a speech and have him be like, "Hoo!
Yeah. Well, that's
like the whole world's laughing, and it's kind of like laughing with your friends because you're like, "Ah, I did that. I did, guys,
but,
me."
But you get no credit, and we're all about credit. Like, nobody out there would be like, "That was the ghost of John Feidelberg," who gets credit. I think, Clem, if nobody knows any of the cool shit you're doing as a ghost, ghost life stinks.
See, yeah. Now I'm starting to change now. I'm starting to get into ghost life again because, like, what if you become like Bigfoot? The ghost of Feidelberg becomes like this, like, supernatural thing where he's always doing shit. Like, Game 7 World Series, ghost of Feidelberg fucking hit the ball. Yeah. You know, like, some weird shit, you know?
As long as you could – if you could get people to just kind of think it's you, it's worth it. Because then the ghost of Feidelberg is haunting forever. Then you get the credit and the glory. Let's talk real quick while we're talking about ghosts. Let's do a little alien talk. We got New Earth in the mix. Proxima B. We got this new Earth planet. Out of nowhere, all of a sudden we found this planet? I don't think so. Something is afoot. Something is going on here. This planet has either been known about for a long-ass time, or it has just recently appeared. I think that we have some interstellar shit going on, Clem, where aliens have placed this planet, have revealed this planet to us, because it's time to go. Old Earth, it's a wrap. This planet, it's a wrap. It's going down the tubes fast. I think this is a sign from aliens telling us to go to Proxima B. Do you think that it's aliens being friendly? Do you think it's aliens being setting up for takeover? What do you think is going on here with New Earth, Clem?
I think aliens... I don't know. I don't want to just be a fucking doe-eyed idiot earthling and then get fucking my Independence Day up my ass, you know? So I always think that they're being friendly. If they're more advanced than us, they're going to enslave us. Who am I kidding? If they're anything like us, if we saw another planet, we'd be like, how can we fuck this planet up and make it our slave and fuck with everyone? No, so I'm going to say they're going
to
fuck with us.
The problem, the thing here, why you're an idiot, Clem, is if aliens wanted to kill us, they would have already.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, but what if their technology isn't that good? I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, it's every alien movie, it takes a little bit of maneuvering before they try to kill us. They just don't, you know, Death Star our asses.
I think this is some interstellar shit. They're giving this to us as a gift. Fights, what do you think about New Earth?
I missed a lot of this yesterday. I kind of followed it, so I was just on Twitter. So can someone just give me a quick – we found a whole New Earth.
It's four light years away. It's a planet on the nearest star. It's the same size as Earth, and temperature-wise, it can sustain life. Every other planet's way too hot, way too cold. This would be, like, good temperature for us to live. I think the problem is that the planet is pretty much completely engulfed in radiation. That's a little bit of a hurdle for us to overcome, but it's basically our next shot at, like, a new planet. And all of a sudden, it just popped up. That's my thing, John. I think that either NASA has known about this for a long time, or aliens have just, poof, presented this to us.
Oh, I'm sure NASA's known about this for a long time. That's definite, right?
So, I mean, but they know everything. My point being that now if it's being made public, I think that means like some shit's about to go down with New Earth. I don't know.
Well, isn't 4 billion light years really, really far?
No, it's just 4 light years. But, you know, that's still like, you know, I wouldn't travel 4 light years for a booty call. I'm not going to go that far.
I wouldn't travel 4 light years for a New Earth? I'm good here. A journey to that, to what? Keep living like I live? And that's best case scenario? Keep living like I live in a radiation suit? No.
Here's I'll stay an interesting here, thank question. You, and I'll... Would you do what McConaughey did in Interstellar?
Never saw Interstellar.
Never saw it either.
Oh, what?
I heard it was very good.
Yo.
And I really long. Like, I haven't seen The Revenant either. And I have no desire to see The Revenant.
No.
It wasn't very good. It's really long.
Revenant stunk. Interstellar is awesome.
Really?
I loved it. I'm an alien dude. I like alien movies. But I would demand that you watch Interstellar, like, today. I think it's that good. It's long, but I think it's a fire movie. I don't know. Anybody who complains about that is just, they must not be down with the alien life.
I think I'm basing this on when Dan and Hank went to it, and then he asked Hank to explain it, and Hank didn't know what happened, and I kind of just went off that.
Yeah, it is.
I guess
it's
not the best.
Yeah, I would not go by the Hank Interstellar movie review, but it is one of those confusing as fuck movies where there's like, you know, gravity and time travel sort of wormhole shit. But it's fire, John.
Guess what? The Sox have a day game today, so I'll need something to do tonight. Boom.
Cool. Clem, you do it too.
Yeah, the reason I didn't see it, I think, is because if it's like a movie that's weird and long, I need the reviews to be basically like 90% positive. And it was like a little mixed. And then my kid was born right around then, and I've been to one movie since.
No. I don't know who these people are bashing on Interstellar, but they have bad movie. They have bad taste in movies. Interstellar's fire.
Was that before or after True Detective?
It was after True Detective. Yeah, after.
I believe so too. Speaking of good movies, The Nice Guys. The Nice Guys was awesome. That was like the best movie I've seen in a long time. Go see that.
I actually bought it on demand. Not even rent it. I bought it, but the kid started acting up, so I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But That's a bomb squad duo right there.
It's Justin, really, really, really bro. Fun.
Yeah, it's good.
Who is it again? Because I saw someone on my Twitter saying that they were good together, but I was like, I didn't know if it was an ad. Who is it?
Gosling and Russell Crowe.
It's good. Zootopia. I saw that the other day. That was pretty good.
Yo, Zootopia. If you're looking for like a movie to watch with your kid that's like manageable as well, I'm down. Watch it. It's good. Now, the funny thing is I watched it when I had like an infant, so I technically just watched Zootopia. It wasn't like I was watching it for the kid. I just watched it, and I highly enjoyed it.
I have like 20 minutes left. I'm like, I gotta watch the end of Zootopia after this is done.
Let's get into these voicemails, which are brought to you by Movement Watches. It's not just a watch. It's not just style. It's a movement. They have high-quality watches, all sorts of different types. They have the leather straps. They have the metal straps. They've got white, black. They've got summertime wear. They've got fall wear. They've got it all, and the best part is they started just $95. So, listen, I can't tell you how many compliments I get on my – I have the white face with the leather strap, and I get enough compliments that you would think I dropped like $500 on it. You would think that I'm rocking like a Rolex. Nope, just a movement watch. It's where classy design meets style minimalism. It's got a three-hand quartz movement. They got the leather and steel bands, like I said. Like, it's a full-blown movement, and it just starts at $95. So go to MVMTWatches.com, MVMTWatches.com/KFC, and you'll get 15% off your entire order purchase. Let's do these voicemails. We start with – let's go back to what you were talking about, Feidelberg. You if you jerk off, you're not going to go get laid. So here's a question about masturbating.
Hey, guys. Pat from Chicago. So my question is, do you guys think that megastars like Bieber or DiCaprio still have to jerk off? I mean, these guys could probably bang whatever superstar in the world they want, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I think every dude still needs a good old J.O. session. So
fights is kind of like the exact opposite, where if you could have any girl you wanted at any moment come over to you, would you even bother jerking off? Mm-hmm. You have to, right? It's not a thing. It's not about the girls. It's not about who you are and who you can get. It's just a part of human male life that you have to do it. Agree?
I agree. I think it's such a silly question. Like, this is just such a no-brainer to me.
Clem, would you could you counter that at all, or do you agree wholeheartedly?
I could counter it with this. You would have to be basically a child star. I don't even know if Bieber's probably – he probably beat off before he became big. When did he become big? How old?
No, he was like seven.
Oh, you're seven. Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know if he was quite seven, but he was crazy, crazy young.
He wasn't in – what you're going to say, Clem, is that
he never even started the masturbation.
He doesn't know how to masturbate. You know? Like, it takes a little bit of work. Like, the first time you are like, I'm going to masturbate, like, I don't even know how you even come up with that. You know what I mean? It's a wild thought. It's born out of necessity. And he never has had the necessity. So I think there's a chance Justin Bieber maybe has never masturbated.
Guys. Let's start using our brains here for a second, okay?
Yes. I'm not a lawyer, John. I'm a fucking blogger, right? I'm trying my best here.
Clem, I see where your head is at. I like the wheels spinning. I do think, John, that there are some things in celebrity life we just can't even wrap our head around. So maybe that's possibly one of them. But no. I think everybody, at some point, their dick just ends up in their hand and they just enjoy themselves. I mean, I remember the first time when it finally popped off, I was like, oh, I get it now. This is what they're talking about. And you're right, Clem, I don't know how it really happened. It's not like I like read an instruction manual. It's not like I watched a video to learn. It just kind of happened. But once it did, I was like, oh, that's what's up. Now I know how this whole shebang works.
It's the same part of the brain that does the hand thing. You just do it instinctively.
It just feels good. It just feels good. Do you think that it's with the same frequency, John, as the rest of us?
It depends who we're talking about.
DiCaprio or Bieber?
I would say no. I mean, like, what as the rest of us? Like what, four times a week? Five times a week?
Yeah, let's say five. Although I'm pretty much like I'm a once a day like mortal lock, pretty much.
Yeah. I'd say why not?
Well,
it's just a thing. It's like a kid's play toy. Like, you just get bored, and it's just something to do.
But that's what I mean. If you got bored and something to do was like, yo, Instagram model, come on over here and take care of this.
That's the whole thing. Like, you can just do something in 5 minutes. Like, why wait an hour for her to come over? You'd be like, this is like, I can just knock this out of the park, right?
What if Biebs has him on deck at all times, which it kind of seems like he does?
He doesn't. We're living in this celebrity, this on a pedestal life, this fantasy world where we're wrapped up. We think he's just walking around with a hair of a woman. Bieber's alone most of the time. Most of his day, he is just like leave me the fuck alone. Not counting his Instagram or the paparazzi shots. Like those are little snippets of life, Kevin. That's what social media has done to you. Those are little snippets of life. And you go on and you think that's what happens at all times. It's not. Most of the time, he's just sitting there fucking watching Netflix like us. That's what he wants to be doing.
Right. I mean, that's what all guys want to do. They just want to watch Netflix and J.O. It's like, that's what it really comes down to. We'll have to ask our new boss. We'll get the scoop from Erica. Be like, listen, you know, when you were working with him, was he jerking off all the time? I don't know.
In fact, I might go so far as to say they do it more since they go out more and drink more and they're hungover more in the morning.
They got the hangover hornies like you were talking about. Yeah. Ugh. That kind of creeped me out when you said that, by the way, the hangover hornies. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Give me the heebie-jeebies a little bit.
I thought it was a great – I've never heard that term. It's the perfect term. And it even gave me the same feeling, but it's like, fuck, I've been there before.
I think it's a pretty used term, and I'm going to be totally honest. I think I invented it like 5 years ago.
I was going to say, if you didn't invent it 5 years ago, I think you invented it 5 minutes ago. I think you're going to get credit for it. I'll give it to you. Mm.
Just like I did with No Filter.
Yeah. Mm, yeah, right. No Filter.
I pushed that for a while. People like believed it for a bit.
All right, let's see. What else do we got here? One of these is a chick. Where is it?
Hey, KFC. Long-time listener. I've been wanting to call in for a while with this question. So me and my boyfriend have been dating for about 4 years now, and recently, within the past year, he started farting like bare ass in the bed. I keep making fun of him and like trying to get him to stop, but like he just keeps doing it. Like, just calling to see what you guys thought. Maybe try and figure out a way to get him to stop. Give me a call back.
Give me a call back. That's not how this works, babe. We don't do the call. This is your call back. The bare ass fart in bed. While I do not subscribe to this, I've said many times, I don't think that couples should fart in front of each other, poop with the door open. I don't think you should ever get that comfortable. I don't care how long you've been dating or married. I think some things should kind of be separated if you want your relationship to succeed. All that being said, the bare ass fart in bed is one of the best feelings. And still, John, I know you're not, I'm with you, like, fart humor is really not that funny. But sometimes, especially when you wake up in the morning and it's kind of been brewing for a little bit, when you let that bare ass fart go, it just feels so good and you smile and you're happy. So, you know, I can see both sides of this here. I think this guy should probably stop, but it's damn enjoyable to let that one rip in the morning.
I think you know where I stand. But it's like, it's not a fair question, because like I've never been so far in a relationship where like it's just comfortable farting in front of the person.
No,
just,
me neither. But when you're alone and you let that one go.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I'm alone, there's a lot of things I enjoy doing when I'm alone that I don't do in relationships, because it's, I guess, we're on this social contract where we don't try and be disgusting around each other. And that would be one I cut out almost immediately. Like, just stop right away. Cold turkey with the farts in bed. That would be one.
So what would be your advice to this girl trying to get him to stop? Or do you think it's one of those things where you can blatantly be like, stop doing this?
I think it's one where you can do that. Because here's the thing. We usually... Our answer to these predicaments is fire back. But if you fire back, I think that's the end of it. That's a breakup.
You do not want to get in a fart war with your boyfriend. That
is definitely. Oh, I wouldn't get in a war. I'd be like, I'm out. You are an animal, and I'm out.
Clem, what would Mrs. Clem do if you were just bombarding her with bare ass farts in bed?
Die, probably.
I bare ass farted last night. All right, I'm gonna just admit it.
All right, I'm calling the police.
And you know what? She didn't say a thing because she can't smell anything.
Oh,
she has no smell.
Right, of course, this is the beauty of the Clem house. She has nose blindness.
But that's like one of those things where like when you can't see the lightning, the thunder's still scary.
That's a good point. The thing is, I also recently heard about when you fart, like it's like poop particles are in the air. Ooh. So that's not a good look. You shouldn't be farting in bed, people. I'm gonna stop bare ass. I should have put some boxers on. And then who is it? Charlemagne? What was his thing with the pants?
Takes off his pants to fart.
No, he does this all exclusively.
Yep.
Is it?
Okay. No matter where he is, no matter what's going on. Takes the pants off to fart. It's just a great move. It's just a brilliant, cocky move.
Yeah. You can't fight fire with fire here because nobody wins and you are going to lose in particular, girl. But what you do is you start peeing with the door open or doing something that he's going to find gross. Because I think peeing with the door open is disgusting.
See, that doesn't bother me. I've, like, brushed my teeth while she pees. I'm fine with that.
What?
Yeah, that's fine. It's pee doesn't scare me. Poop and farts.
John. After all your talk about this, you're okay with her. The stream doesn't bother you? Like the tinkling sound is disgusting.
Yeah, girls have the weakest stream, but no, it doesn't really bother me.
It's just like, it's a little, it's like.
You might want to get your prostate checked. Yeah. You got a weak stream there.
I'm not down with any of that. I think that if you're a chick and you're trying to get him to stop, you need to just be like, I'm not going to blow you. Remember that chick who said, dead ass, you're never getting head again, Feitelberg? Dead ass, you're never getting head again if you keep bare ass farting in my bed. I think he'll stop. I think that'll do the trick. But, girls, there are a few things, I don't know, I hope this is one of those things that girls don't do, and I hope this is one of those things that you'll never quite understand. The satisfaction of, like, letting that one go, Your whole belly feels different. Your whole day changes. You clear that one out, it's like you're getting out of work. It's like 5 o'clock hit. Like, ah, I'm done. I got it. So I don't think chicks can fully appreciate the bare-ass fart. What else do we got here? Talk about nudes.
Yo, what's up, KFC Radio? This is Mike calling from you. I'm calling. So me and my girl, we just moved in together. I'm unpacking all my shit. Got this old iPad I haven't used in like 4 or 5 years, right? Because nobody uses that shit. So I pull it out, and she's like scrolling through the college pictures and everything like that. She comes across a bunch of nudes. I haven't seen them in years. I had no idea. I should have known better. Threw the thing out the window. But she saw them. So I'm kind of wondering what the play is from here. She got pretty pissed. Accuses me of jerking off to him every night. Well, I don't know what that is. Haven't seen him in a while. I'm thinking I might spin it around. This could end up working for me where she just starts sending me pics to compensate. Tell me what you think, guys. Please.
The girlfriend finds an old iPad with nudes from the ex-girlfriend on it, and now he's in trouble. I don't know what he thinks he can spin this into a scenario where she, the new girlfriend, is sending nudes. I think that's a gross miscalculation. I think you're overplaying your hand drastically if you're like, hey, babe, check it out. This is my naked ex-girlfriend. Why don't you prove her? Why don't you prove you're hotter than her? And I don't know a girl alive that would be like, yeah, I'm going to take this as a challenge. I think they'd be like, fuck you, dude. Fights, we've talked about this before, how you should really manage your old nudes better. In this case, though, I feel like this dude...
Who's had an iPad for 5 years, by the way?
Yeah, well, I mean... that's true. That's true. In this case, I feel like you can't really get mad at him as a chick. Like, that's like finding an old computer. You don't know what's going to be on there. It's not like it's
your cell phone. Oh, Kevin, yeah, that's a good idea. Use that argument. You can't really get mad at me.
I mean, I'm just saying, out of all the things chicks will get mad at, I think this is kind of the most unfair I've heard. It's an old-ass iPad. It's not like his cell phone where he's walking around with it, like, still looking at him.
Hey, look, you're preaching to the choir here. Right. But if we're talking about reasonable discussions, then that's not what we're talking about having here.
Yeah. You know? Well, if you're
We can call this guy back. We can have one with him.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have any sort of reasonable discussion when we're talking about chicks, period. So with that in mind, what is this guy – what's the move here? What does he do?
Don't spin zone it.
No.
The statute of limitations, he had a chance to try to do that the minute they came out. Been like, I'm deleting them. Been like, if you wanted to – go down that road and say she should send nudes, that's your own funeral. But there's like a 1% chance that works.
I would take the under on that. I can't imagine any scenario where a girl would be like, yeah, you're right. Let me go get naked for you because you've been looking at your ex-girlfriend naked. What? That would never, ever, ever happen.
Listen, they're competitive beasts.
They are, but not when you're when you're in the relationship. I could see like if you were talking to a chick, you know, but once you're dating, they're like, and anything comes up with the ex, you're just cooked. You're dead. I don't think there's any move here other than you apologize, you lie and say you're going to delete them, and then you store them elsewhere.
I got in a huge fight once because I had a porn, like a recent history of a porn of a girl who looked like my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
It was Taylor Rain. It was like a skinny brunette. Like that. Like there was no real, like, look-alike aspect aside from the same color hair and same body type. But, like, that was enough to just be like, you're jerking off to people who look like your ex.
Also, it's Taylor Rain. You know, like, if it was some no-name amateur, you could maybe conceive that John was seeking out a girl who looked like his ex. When it's Taylor Rain, you're talking about one of the greats. Who? She's dead, right? She died?
No, I blogged her very recently. She's like a pretty successful real estate agent in L.A.
That's what it was. But somebody recently died. Who was it?
Amber Rain.
Amber Rain. Right. So,
idiot.
rest in peace to one of the goats. Yeah, that's just not fair. I mean, first of all, every porn star kind of looks like somebody you've probably hooked up with. Blonde, that looks like your blonde girl you hooked up with. Brunette, that looks like the brunette you hooked up with. Chicks can spin that any way they want. This guy, I mean, I just can't even fault him. I think there's being lazy and sloppy with your old nudes. And then I think there's, like, you had an old-ass iPad that you never even looked at anymore from a different life, and you got caught. I don't know. I think
that the nudes on the iPad are a weird move.
Yeah, well, some people use their iPad. Like, I get texts from my friends sometimes, and I can tell they're on their iPad, you know? I have
an iPad. I think I've used it twice.
Yeah, I bought one for my wife, and she's, like, never even opened it. Like, there's fucking $700 down the drain.
Don't use an iPad. This guy should not use that iPad in front of his girl ever again. That iPad's dead. All iPads are probably dead. She's going to bring it up somehow, some way.
That's how you fix it. Come home, have her come home from work one day, and there's just a knife in the iPad in the middle of the kitchen table.
You might even have to just break it in front of her. Just do it right in front of her so she knows it's that iPad that's been destroyed. What you have to be really careful about is the cloud. Because if you do have an iPad and you do link it to your phone and your other computers and stuff, it's one more device that you got to worry about this happening. So,
see, I don't even know how that works.
Neither do I. If I were to get one, I think it would be linked, and I wouldn't even know like how to stop it.
Like there have been times where I was like, I'm convinced all my pictures are on my computer somewhere, but I've looked for them just like in times where my phone wasn't in reach for the nudes, and I'm like, oh, I'll put up my computer and I'll look for them for like an hour. I can't find them, but I know that it's like in Zoolander. I know they're in the computer. I just can't find where.
Yeah, I mean, because nothing goes away. Nothing gets deleted. Something, there's always traces. There's always some sort of evidence. Just be aware of that. Also be aware that BetDSI.com has betting lines on pretty much anything you want to throw down some cash. MLB, PGA, UFC, the Rio Olympics, people were making bank left and right on Rio. They've got the election. They have lines for Donald versus Hillary. They've got reality TV shows. They've got it all. Any way you want to place a bet on something competitive, BetDSI has got you covered. If you go to BetDSI.com right now and use the promo code Barstool10, that's Barstool10, you'll get $10 free to play on anything they make lines on. You can trust BetDSI. They make a lot of the lines you're currently betting on. They're set by people at BetDSI, and they've got an A-plus rating on a lot of the sportsbook review sites. They're just the best, easiest, most trustworthy online book out there. So once again, go to BetDSI.com and use the promo code Barstool10 to get $10 free to play. What else do we got here? I haven't screened this one. It's an interesting one. The title is Pastor's Daughter. So I think we're going to get weird with it.
Yo, what up, KFC? It's your boy Chris from Minnesota. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Question for you and the boys here on KFC Radio. What's the protocol on dating your pastor's daughter? Been texting her lately. We both moved away for college and are just starting to reconnect here. Thanks. Viva.
Dating the priest's daughter. First of all, I think this is weird.
Shit. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you hanging out with the priest? Why does the priest have a family?
I was going to say, like, anytime you can be like, that's my pastor, I think you're a weirdo. Like, first of all, I don't really know what a pastor is. I think that's, like, some black shit. That's, like, when I think of pastor, I think of, like, deep down South Baptist church. Like, that's the preacher's daughter. So if you're at the point where you have your pastor, that's weird to me. I think it's even weirder that he has a family, like Fight said. But let's dive into this weird religious world. Would you go after the pastor's daughter? And what would be your approach? Fights, you'll go after anybody. I don't think it's going to stop you that it's the preacher's daughter, do you?
This is such a hard thing for me to just understand and level with. My experience starts with a pastor's daughter. Starts and ends with Seventh Heaven. So in that case, yes, I would.
Ruthie you're talking about, right?
With everyone Jessica Biel is, Ruthie, I think, right?
I was talking about the younger one.
I guess just – I mean, I wouldn't I wouldn't want to date her because that's like, dads are intimidating enough. Never mind when it, like, he talks to God just for funsies.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Listen, you always call bullshit on all this religious fucking mumbo jumbo. So you're not going to be scared that he's talking to God.
I wouldn't be scared he's actually talking to God. I'd just be scared that he thinks he is. So that's
right,
crazy.
So he's just like extra crazy, you're saying.
Right, yeah. No, I'm not scared that he's literally telling God what I'm doing to his daughter.
Right.
I'm scared that he's trying to.
Got it.
But at the same time, you just hear all this stuff about Catholic schoolgirls. Although, to be honest, in my experience at Catholic school, they weren't these fucking, like, wound-up girls ready to go wild.
I think that's a bit of a generalization, but I think you do... There is the possibility that you're going to run into a chick who has been, you know, the preacher's daughter, who has been living, like, by the book, every single thing, that there's a chance she might be ready to rip the cord. And
right. They were all just rich. They were all just rich girls. So they would, they'd probably gone wild before they got to high school. But when you're a pastor's daughter, maybe you are a wound up. So maybe that's something that's worth exploring a little bit.
That's
something I think you can find out relatively quickly. Like, you don't have to get too serious before you realize. You can see that glimmer in the eye. Like, after one drink, you can be like, okay, yeah, it's in there.
Now, would you change your approach, or would you just treat her like any other girl? Like, you know, would you run your usual game, or would you be like, I got to do this differently because it's the pastor's daughter?
I think I'd run my usual game because either, A, she doesn't never get the usual game, or B, she just, like, is so sick of the other game of, like, the, oh, yeah, we're all religious. Like, if you're trying to get that out, that's not the play to make. If Tim Riggins can't really pull it off, then I can't pull it off. Okay. If Tim Riggins can't pretend to find God and get Lila in the sack, then I can't pretend to find God and get in the sack. That's just facts.
Clem, would you treat her different? Like, what would you do? Would you bring it up? Would you be like, you're the pastor's daughter? Or would you just, like, ignore it?
It's tough. So this guy, first of all, from Minnesota, he sounds like he's really into God, right? Like, Midwestern.
He's probably down with the whole scene as well.
Yeah. So the thing is, if this is a short-term thing that you think is kind of going to be over quickly or you're not really looking for much, you're going to have to deal with that pastor for probably the rest of your life. This guy probably doesn't want to change churches. So that's the first thing. If the long-term thing is, then you – if like, you think this chick's going to be awesome and you might, like, fucking marry her one day, you then have a pastor for a father-in-law, which I think is a very slippery slope.
You don't want that.
Yeah, and this is the thing. If you are going after this chick and you're not going in with the best of intentions, if you ever wanted to go to whatever you think heaven looks like we were talking about, that could be, like, a serious mark on your resume down the road. And I'm weird. Like, this is a weird question, but I actually wanted to ask it on KFC Radio, so it's perfect. Do you – like, I purposely don't beat off on, like, religious holidays because I'm like
– This is not a dress.
Get lost, Clem. Bro, we have talked about this. We'll jerk off on the same day as a funeral. We'll jerk off on Easter. We'll jerk off on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't matter to me at all. There's no stopping that hole. When that train is on the tracks and it's constantly going, Clem, it doesn't slow down for any day or any event or any man or any higher being. There's no stopping. You don't jerk off on Christmas?
I'll hear someone yell, Santa came. And I'll go, be down in 15.
First John has to come, then Santa can come.
I mean, in the past, I have it. I think it's loosened up as of late. I'll just say that much. But for this guy, like, it depends. If you're on the KFC Radio side of things, for sure, go for it. If you don't want to, like, hurt your chances in your mind of fucking up with the Lord, don't do it. It's just not worth it. There's too many chicks. We've said this a million times, how many girls there are in this world.
Yeah, I think that the main point here is that if this dude is talking about his pastor and he's down with the whole scene, it's almost like hooking up with a coworker. It's just not worth it. For the rest of us, for normal people, I think you just go after it. And you hope that she's, like, kinky because she's been trapped. And you treat her like any other chick because that's what she wants. She wants to get away from, you know, church and Jesus. And she just wants some dude to, like, lie to her and kind of treat her like, you know, a little bit crappy, but also flirt with her at the same time. And that's what chicks want. That's what all girls want, whether you're a pastor's daughter or a regular daughter. It doesn't make a difference. A couple more here. Last week we talked to Clem about the Hunger Games. Shout out to you for one of the better questions. We should have just had you on. You should have just been like, yo, I want to do this on KFC Radio rather than calling in, you idiot. But this is a similar type of question here. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, guys? I was just wondering, if you robbed the bank, how long do you think you'd be down the lamp for? All right, let me know.
So last week we're in the Hunger Games. Now we are bank robbers. How long do you realistically think you could last on the run after robbing a bank?
I'd never get caught. I've been through this a million times.
Thank you, Big Cat.
Never will get caught.
Thank you, Big Cat. Let's answer.
I think I could get away with it, no problem. In movies, the bank robber and the drug dealers that like get back in the game or whatever. But my man with simple taste, I just with the money I have, all coming after me, would make me just want to settle down somewhere very remotely. I would leave the country, obviously, and you have to find a way to leave the country. I would think my bank robber brain would have figured out a way to do that. And then I'd retire, I don't know if it's in the Caribbean, with your bowling idea or something else. My idea is I want to open a mini golf course. I just want to open a mini golf course, nice 18 holes, snack bar, and just live off the fat of the land for the rest of my life.
I'll be honest, that sounds like kind of you're encroaching on my territory. You're not opening up your mini golf course next to my bowling alley, okay? That's my turf.
Could have been partners, but that's fine. I'll stay out of the Caribbean.
You want to do partners? We could do that. We could be partners in the Caribbean.
We're fucking bank robbers. Of course we could be partners then.
Okay.
Feidelberg, do you want to get in on this?
It's tough for me because, like, yeah, I love just sitting and watching Netflix. But when I have a lot of money burning a hole in my pocket, I want to do other stuff. A significant part of my love for Netflix and laziness is that I just can't afford to do other stuff. Right. When I couldn't do that just sitting, like, just make furniture out of my money. I'd have to go spend it. I'd have to. So I wouldn't last very long. I'd last probably a good year of, like, having fun at bars and, like, I guess if I could just get out of town, get to the Caymans, then I could live forever. I could be on land forever. But
what would you do? So I'm going to open the bowling alley. Next door will be Clem's mini golf course. What are you going to do?
I'll do the bar.
You'll have the bar? Okay, you'll run the bar. That sounds like...
Whoa. I'll own the bar.
No running.
There's no point in running a bar. Owning a bar is fun. You can go drink and do whatever you want. Running a bar is a whole mess.
So it'll be like Patty's Pub and then Fantasy Island mini golf course in Beach Haven, Long Beach Island. You guys ever go there? Clem, you ever go there?
Never been there.
Best mini golf course in the world. And then, yeah, we'll have my outdoor bowling alley. Let's just do that. We don't have to rob a bank. Can we all just, like, make that our end game? I think that would be just such an awesome life. Three of us lived in the Caribbean doing that shit. Let's just go do it. Can't be that much money.
I don't think we need much money. Yeah. I don't. Whenever I go vacation in the Caribbean, I bump into Americans, like, just doing, like, running the bar or, like, whatever. And I'll be like, so, you know, what'd you do to come down here? And like, I just came on vacation, never left.
Yeah.
Which didn't have, like, money saved up. Like, nah, just came and never left.
One-way ticket, man. As far as the bank robbing, I think you guys are kind of glossing over just getting out of the country. Like, yeah, if you got out of the country, it'd be really easy. They make it hard for you to leave the country after you rob a bank and people are chasing you. You know that, right, guys? I think.
The problem is you go from the bank to the airport. You don't stop. You don't say goodbye. You don't pack stuff. You have a go bag. Go to the bank to the airport before they shut shit down.
Yeah, I also think having after just gone to Nantucket, I think you could go to, like, any place that has one of those small bootleg airports. Like, if you're flying into, like, LAX or something, or anywhere else that has, like, a major airport, you're probably in trouble. The airport in Nantucket was, like, a parking lot. We just, like, landed a plane in a parking lot, and there was, like, a couple old people there with the bags. You got to go... I think if you stay in the country, you probably have a better shot. You go to some small place like that and kind of disappear. Because when you're trying, everyone knows you're trying to flee the country. You got to disappear right under their nose. If you went to, like, Iowa, go hang out with Trent for, like, a couple weeks. That's the play. Because no one's looking for you in those shitty places.
I've always said that. Anyone on an island is running from something. No one lives on an island. Like, people live year round on Nantucket, people live year round on the vineyard. They're all nuts. They all mind their own business. They don't ask, like, what you used to do on the mainland. It's just, you're an Islander now. That's it.
So you think that you should go there, or you're saying that's suspicious to go to an island?
No, I'm saying you go there. And everyone, no one asks questions. No one asks what your past life was. It's like a halfway home. That's what an island is. No one asks like what you did, where you came from. It's just, oh, you live on the island now? Welcome. That's it.
You just got to find your Mila Kunis from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. That's running. She's running away from something as well. And start a fan. You ever see Cocktail? You know when they're just like working and just like living life? Every time I see that scene, I want to fucking cry. Because I'm like, there's no reason. We can't just do this.
Yeah, I've said this. Well, there is a reason now. We've waited too long. If you're like 22 and you're just out of college, like, just go be a bartender in the Caribbean. Just do it. Do it for like a year. Try it. You'll probably never leave, but at least try it. And then maybe you can have a family later and all that shit, but go do it. That's the dream right there. I think the bank robbing thing, you know, maybe you see those people who floated to Canada the other day? Maybe that's the, like, they were just, like, on tubes and they crossed the border. They floated into international waters. Maybe you do something like that. I think it's harder than you guys think, though, to just flee the country. I think we'd all be caught pretty quickly, to be perfectly honest. I don't think any of us are criminals.
I'd be the getaway driver, so my face probably wouldn't be on any cameras and other than outside cameras, so I feel like I'd be easier to stay in the country. I guess we'd all have masks, right?
I would hope so. I would hope we wouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, I guess we wouldn't want to pick that mask. See, I'm not a very good bank robber.
I think you'd be a great getaway driver, though. I think, Clem, you just like have the getaway driver feel.
I have the plans down. It's airtight for me.
I could see that. You're the guy who plans out every single like step of the way. You got your directions out. You got your alternate routes. You're a good getaway driver. All right, last voicemail of the day. It's brought to you by DraftKings. Football is almost back. Clem, your Giants, a lot of expectations this year. Do you think they meet them?
I have no doubt in my mind. I go between 6 and 10 and 10 and 6 just looking at Ben McAdoo's face.
Yeah.
That honestly is the case. But I'm today I'm in like 10 and 6 playoffs, and then once we make the playoffs, Eli does his thing, and we win the Super Bowl mode right now.
Feitelberg, you know, this is your thing where you make your predictions on KFC Radio. What do we got for the Pats this year? What's the prediction?
Super Bowl or bust. It's the same thing every year.
Yeah, but I mean, what's your actual prediction? I know it's Super Bowl or bust, but...
My actual prediction this year. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Super Bowl. And it's not fair. I get so much shit because Dave's so, like, cocky and, like, weird about it. I genuinely think the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. I genuinely think that every year, and I genuinely think the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. There's no reason for them not to. There's no reason to not think that.
What do you think their regular season record will be? Do you, or actually, more importantly, what do you think? What do you think their record the first four games are?
2-2.
See, that's reasonable.
And I think they'll probably finish 12-4.
The crazy thing with the Patriots is right now is Miami Dolphin AFC champion season, and it's every year right around now.
Oh, like, dude, you want me to, I can break it down. I was breaking down the car last night because yesterday there started a rumor that Brady's mad at Belichick. The Patriots offseason, because there's nothing to talk about here. And, like, people get mad at me for not blogging about the Patriots. And I'm like, you're just an idiot because there's nothing to say. It's every single year, right? It was – oh, no, yesterday wasn't Belichick-Brady. Yesterday was Belichick, the GM, is out of control. So it goes every year. Gronk will take a couple practices off. Gronk's hurt. He's made of glass. He'll be back in a week. He was back yesterday. Edelman's hurt. Edelman's back. Then they'll go into Brady and Belichick. That was last week. Brady and Belichick, they're at odds. That's why Belichick sent him home from the preseason game. No, he cut his little finger. They said it was a regular season or postseason, he'd have played. But no point in the preseason. And then now they're on Belichick, the GM, because he cut or he traded Ryan Stewart. And they're like, oh, the O-line's already depleted. He's getting rid of O-linemen. Talk to me in fucking December. It's like there's just no point in getting worked up. There really isn't. Every other team I get worked up about throughout the regular season, in the offseason – the Bruins are a constant sign of stress in my life. The Red Sox are too. The Celtics I don't really care enough about. I'm sorry. But, like, the Red Sox and Bruins take up so much stress in my life. It's just nice to have the Patriots where they're just – I know I can just – even the fucking regular season. I'm not going to freak out about a loss.
I hate your
I know it'll be there in December. That's all I care about. We'll start that or in that.
The reason why I think the Patriots are going to do shit this year is A, I mean, other than because they always do it, the Barstool, this movie reverses the entire Barstool Boston, like, ridiculous run they've had since 2004. But that one, so maybe the Giants and the Patriots in the Super Bowl, that would be a nice little thing for me to get some spillover from that. But the other thing is, this is the year Brady's going to be like, fuck everybody. I was suspended 4 games, and this is the year I expect Brady to just try to murder people on the field.
Yeah, but that's what they said last year and the year before that. And like,
and he does, though.
I know.
The year before he won the Super Bowl, last year he came 2 seconds from making the Super Bowl.
I know. Like, I just think
he does it.
I know, but he always did it and always does it. There's no extra this or extra that. He just always does it.
There's extra. You can see. Fine, but if you know Brady like I do, you can see extra intensity.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's like, okay. So he'll throw for, like, a few more touchdowns. It'll be 48 instead of 44. You know, it's just like...
No, I don't think he's going to come out and break Manning's record in 12 games. I just think that he's going to be more in the film room. He's going to be more into winning.
I just don't think that. I think that he already had that level every single time he stepped on the
I think scientists don't think 110% exists. I think Brady gives 100% every year. I think this year's 110. It's like if you talk to any Brady insider, not talk to, but if you read about any Brady insider, it's like he's fucking beyond bullshit. He's fuming. He knows he got dragged to the mud. He's beyond pissed. Peyton Manning. Don't get me started.
let's stop there because we could keep going forever. I think the main point.
Brady fought for the players. That's why he did it. Brady fought for the fucking players. Peyton Manning's one of the left him out to dry as soon as he retired.
Well, now we have a KFC radio soundbite if Brady has a really good or a really bad season.
Yeah, well, listen, here's the thing. It has nothing to do with motivation or commitment or anger. He's going to be healthy. He's going to be well-rested. He's not going to be, you know, the 4-game suspension is the best thing that's ever going to happen to the Patriots because it's not going to really affect them winning the East, and he's going to roll into the playoffs with 4 games less under his belt. That's what scares me. He's going to be fresh.
You can also factor in the fact that he has his best weapons since he's had since 07, the best defense he's maybe ever had. They're going to be okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about them. Anyway, this is all because football is back, which means DraftKings football is back. New York, you can play it again. And week one, they're giving away $5 million in prizes. The top prize is a cool $1 million. And you know how it works. There's no season-long commitments. You play the players you want when you want to play them. New teams every week. That means an injury doesn't ruin your team. A bad draft pick doesn't ruin your team. You can have old rivalries from last season. You can meet new rivalries online. It's the best way to ratchet up the competition every week and make a bunch of money. So head over to DraftKings.com now. Use your promo code KFC to play for free with your first deposit, and you can seriously cash in for week one. That's code KFC to play for free for your share of $5 million in total prizes. That's DraftKings.com, promo code KFC, eligibility restrictions apply, see website for details. Last one of the day, let's make it count.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I have a would you rather. So on the news this morning, I saw that there was a baby born on an airplane. So my question is, would you rather be on an airplane where a baby was born, and it wouldn't have to be, like, right next to you, but it happens on the plane, or would you rather be on an airplane where someone dies, but doesn't just die of, like, a heart attack, but if any of you read The Hot Zone in high school, dies the way you do with Ebola, where all of your insides, like, hemorrhage, and then you just bleed out through all of your orifices, and it's really gross and disgusting and loud. And that person would have to be right next to you. So would you rather have someone die on the plane?
Whoa.
This is the easiest question I've ever heard in my entire life.
Why would you want to be next to someone dying and hemorrhaging and losing all their insides? What?
Give me the baby on the other end of the flight.
Yo.
I got headphones in. I don't give a shit.
Honestly, I didn't preview that question ahead of time. Why would this even be a debate? Why?
I don't get what the question is. Did I hear the question right? Is it we gotta have a baby on the flight or a dead person floating?
The baby's not even born near you. The dead person bleeds all over you.
You know what this shows? This just goes to show how much this chick doesn't want kids and is afraid of kids and stuff. Because in her mind, it's similar to a person with Ebola dying right next to you. I mean, now listen, when I saw that story, did you guys see it? It was like some Filipino airline. The baby was born 5 weeks early, which still is like that chick had no business being on a plane. They gave the family, I think, 5 million flyer miles. It's like unlimited flyer miles for the rest of their lives for that family. They had to divert the flight. I would be so fucking pissed if some idiot mom jumped on the plane like 100 weeks pregnant and then my flight had to be diverted. But if we're going to put it up against Ebola with the insides exploding to the outside, I think I'll take the baby. And I think I'll take that pretty fucking easily. Chicks,
can I tell you something here? You don't see me complain about flights a lot on Twitter. Because I don't mind them. Like, I don't mind a delay. I'll go to the bar. I don't mind a diversion. I'll go to the bar. I don't, like, that's a simple fix. That's not getting Ebola.
When you're on the plane, it's different, though. Like, if you're delayed on the tarmac and you just have to sit there for, like, an hour, that sucks.
So death behind you quietly, a guy potentially dying behind you quietly, where they're, like, giving him the fucking oxygen and CPR, or a chick literally giving a live birth and you're, like, strapped in next to her, you're not allowed to move.
I'll take the death behind me. I don't want the baby being born on me.
Yeah.
As long as the death is not, like, disease-related where I think I'm going to catch it, if it's just, like, an old guy dying, well, that sucks for that guy, but I don't want a baby being birthed on top of me. I almost did that once. I didn't like it at all. All right, that's it for KFC Radio. This episode was brought to you by National Debt Relief. We've all got student loans. Clem, you bought yourself a house. You got a mortgage. There's all sorts of people running around with credit card bills. Debt can be one of the most crippling things in the world that just looms over you, but it doesn't have to be that way. You can take control of your debt way more than you think. And you have the right to settle your debt for just a fraction of what you owe. And if you want to figure out how to do all this, you want to figure out how to consolidate everything into you don't have to consolidate everything into a huge loan. You don't have to declare bankruptcy. If you want to figure out how to do all this stuff, call National Debt Relief. They've helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million worth of debt. They got a proven track record. So you don't have to panic every time your bills come in the mail. You don't have to just pay the minimum. And you don't have to give out thousands of dollars in interest. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, and they can help you. They've got an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and you deserve to know all your options. So call now by dialing *NDR on your mobile phone. That's *NDR or *637. Cellular rates may apply. Feitelberg, any last words for this episode?
No.
Nope. All right. Good stuff, guys. I got to get back to the pool.
Later.
Talk to you.
Later, guys.
Bye.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feitelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.